Respiration, pulse rate, heartbeat, all excellent. Gentlemen, you have just qualified to participate as guinea pigs in an experimental program. Congratulations.
Guinea pig? What can I get a pig, sir?
Oh, you'll see. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must inform Commander Kiske, the director of the new program, that you're ready to begin.
Now?
Now, Major.
Hey, bro, all the guys just went to lunch, sir.
And until I return, I suggest that you both exercise vigorously. Commander Kiske likes his guinea pigs to be warmed up.
Boy, for a few knee bends, we have to miss lunch. I hope this Kiske isn't some kind of an exercise fanatic.
No, I wouldn't worry about it. We're in pretty good shape. I think we can breeze through anything this guy throws at us, unless he's Attila the Hun,
huh? What are you doing here, huh?
Oh, Master, do you not remember? You and Major Healy promised to take me out to dinner tonight.
Oh, I forgot about it.
And dancing.
Oh.
Do you like my dress?
Yeah, it's pretty, but...
Yeah, it's great. Jenny, will you get out of here? We got to work out.
What is work out?
Well, it's a lot of running and jumping and bending and stretching.
But if you do all that, will you not be too tired to take me dancing tonight?
No. Listen, we could chop rocks all day and still be in good shape to take you out. Now, go on home, please.
You are sure you will not be too tired?
Absolutely. Please, will you?
Oh, very well, then. Until tonight.
Yeah,
tonight.
Sure.
Okay.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is the director of your new physical conditioning program, Commander Francis N. Kiske. Major Nelson, Major Healy.
How do you do, sir? How are you, sir?
Attention!
Marshmallows.
Attila the Hun.
Are you in good condition?
Yes, sir.
Wrong! And you?
Wall to wall flat.
What do you say to 50 quick push-ups? Or are you afraid you might hurt yourself? If you are, just speak right up. Ah, oh, too easy, huh? All right, we'll try something else. Now watch. Watch my hand. Watch. See what I mean? See what I did? Well, you saw. You're dead. I just killed you, and you didn't defend yourselves.
We're at attention, sir.
At attention, sir?
No, really?
See what I mean, Dr. Bellows? Proved my point. These men are survival soft. Their animal instinct of kill or be killed has been ruined by their easy living.
We've received the finest astronaut training, sir. I think that...
Kindergarten junk! That's right! I'm going to teach you how to survive. Punishment training. Pain! Pain going past suffering. Into the valley of agony. That's right. Now, what do you say to a quick 10-mile run? And after that, you'll come back here and we'll have 3 hours of special exercises.
A 10-mile run and 3 hours, sir.
That's right, Major. That's right. And tomorrow,
We'll start the hard stuff. Okay.
Right face! Double quick! March! Move it, move it, move it! Move it, move it, move it, move it, move it, move it! Move it.
Healy! Oh, okay, time.
Kill us.
You see it in his eyes.
He was testing us, trying to kill us, but he couldn't break us down. We won, don't you see?
Yeah, good, good. 10 minutes ago, I thought I died. Let's get out of here.
Where are you going? Who said school was out?
Oh, well, sir, you said we could leave after 3 hours of exercise.
I lie. I tell that to all my boys to keep them on their tippy-tippy toes. You're not through yet. Here, try these on.
Somebody put lead in the pockets.
It's a mistake. It's lead in the pockets.
No, Major. It's not lead. It's sand. 150 pounds of sand sewn into the lining of each jacket.
Oh, you look marvelous.
What do we do with these sand dunes now that we got them on?
What do you think you do with 150 pounds of sand on your back?
Run.
Up hill.
Now move! Move, move! Hold it, hold it, hold it. Let's go! Let's go!
Oh, Master! Major Healy, I almost thought you had forgotten our date tonight. You were very late. You promised.
I know. Jeannie, I'd love to take you for dancing, but...
Oh, thank you!
No.
What happened?
You may not believe this, Roger, but I think we're going dancing.
Yes, come along. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Oh, 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 no.
Oh, this is such fun. Are you enjoying yourself, Major Healy? Major Healy? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I'm enjoying myself.
Well, if you are too tired, we can go home.
No, I'm not too tired. I don't want to go home.
Master? Master, wake up. Come on, he's asleep. Master, wake up, wake up. Master. Wake up.
I think you like this place, Commander. The music's a bit on the loud side, but the food is superb.
Good. After breaking down the men, I always have a good appetite.
Wake up! Wake up!
Incredible.
It's fabulous, Doc. You know, I've had to hold up my training program because I couldn't get men strong enough to get the full treatment. But with Nelson and Healy, starting tomorrow, I'll be able to give them the works.
The works?
Everything.
My secret plan.
Master, you should have told me that Commander Kiske made you work out so hard. I would not have allowed you to go dancing.
Oh, the dancing was the easy part. I slept through most of that. Do you suppose it's possible to sprain skin?
Oh.
Well, let's hobble along with another day of fun and games with Killer Kiske.
Oh, but he will hurt you again.
No, he won't be so rough on us today.
Now, these physical fitness guys all work the same way. They murder you the first day, then they ease off.
Yeah.
Jeannie,
Hello, Major Nelson here. Oh,
Yes, Commander Kiske. Yes, sir. Yeah. Right,
all right. Well, what's wrong?
We're to report to staging Area F, pick up our winter field uniforms.
Area F and our winter uniforms? Yeah. Are you kidding? It's 100 degrees there.
101, Kiske checked.
Master, please let me help you.
No, I'll take care of it. It's my responsibility.
Yeah, it's not like in school where your mother writes you an excuse.
Right, yeah.
An excuse for mother?
I don't care what Nelson says. He and Healy can't drink the water. Now you tell those two softies to get over here on the double. And make sure they zipper up their overcoats. I'm through being a nice guy. How did you get in here?
Oh, I brought you a note from Major Nelson's mother. And one from Major Healy's, too. You'll have to excuse them from any more exercises.
Notes from their mothers? What are you, some sort of weird cocktail waitress?
Please read the notes.
Oh, I get it. You're either a girlfriend of Nelson or Healy's. And you're trying to come over here and help him get out of some of those hard, nasty jobs.
Oh, believe me, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's women like you that love to smother guys. Protect them, keep them soft.
Oh, I just want to see...
I've seen dames like you. You ruin them with your cuddling. I know. My Aunt Effie tried to do it to me. Every day I remember. Eat your cottage cheese, Francis. Drink your milky, Francis. Don't forget to wear your rubber hat, Francis.
Your Aunt Effie sounds very sweet.
Sweet? If I didn't get away from her, she would have made a sissy out of me. But I'm not going to let your pals get away. Not till I make them as hard as steel.
I do not think your Aunt Effie would like the way you treat them.
Her? She'd have them sitting under a tree eating blueberry pie.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh, yeah? Well, you get out.
Your Aunt Effie is a much nicer person.
Out of here, because I don't really care.
Major Healy and Major Nelson, sir.
Why do you kill us?
Attention! What are you guys? Now,
I'm awfully sorry, boys. Forgive me. Oh, my goodness, I have mercy on you. You shouldn't be dressed in these hot outfits on a day like this. It's ridiculous. Take off those clothes. Really, boys, I don't want to see you suffer. You should be able to relax and enjoy and be nice and cool. That's no way to dress in hot weather. Here, have a drink of water, dear.
Don't drink it. It's a drink.
Hey, listen, fellas, I have an idea.
You ought to get into some shorts and sit under a nice, cool tree. I'll get you some pie. Do you like blueberry pie? It's delicious with cold milk.
You go ahead and rest here, and I'll go see about the pie. Okay, fellas? Drink and joy. You're marvelous. Wonderful boys. It's so drab in here. You ought to have chintz to brighten it up a little bit. Chintz would make it so beautiful.
Chintz? The tent? Chintz?
It's a plot. He's going to poison the pie.
It's a trick.
Why would he want to poison the pie?
If it's not a trick, we're in the hands of a raving maniac.
Boys! 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 Oh, there you are! There you are! Hurry up, boys! It's naughty to be a slowpoke!
What am I saying?
Don't go with him. He's trying to get us lost. It's like Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, I know he's acting kind of peculiar, but that pie was delicious.
Well, my dear, out here is wonderful. Yeah. Are you comfortable, Master?
Get out of here. Kissy's going to be back here any minute.
Yeah, with more pie. I couldn't eat another bite.
Oh, I'm glad you two are getting along so well with him.
Well, he's not such a bad guy when you get to know him.
Major!
Oh, come on, Jeannie. Out, out. Oh,
yes, Master. Have a nice day.
Yeah, really. Now, out.
Oh. Come on. Major!
Hey, oh.
There you are.
Your easels are all set up.
Oh, your easels? Certainly.
On a glorious day like today, there's nothing like a good paint. Good paint.
Well, you go right ahead. We'll be there.
Well, you set up the easel.
Oh, easel, yes.
I had a counsel like that when I was a kid in summer camp.
Yeah, what happened?
The camp nurse sent him home early.
Boy, painting time.
Easy.
Where's Commander Kiske?
He's on a nature hike, sir.
I'm calling for you.
Hello.
Kiske?
This is General Powlett.
Oh, hello, General Powlett. How are you, sir?
Lovely day, isn't it?
Excuse me a moment, General. Tony.
Huh?
Yours is very good, but your bunny's all wrong.
Your bunny should have
big floppy ears and a tiny fluffy tail.
It's an elm tree.
Oh, yes. And a lovely tree it is. Roger, yours is very good, too.
I love yours. I love your purple and yellow sky. Very good. Excellent.
Are you out of your mind?
Floppy ears, fluffy tail.
What did you do to Kiske?
Well, all I did was take him notes from your mother's to excuse him from the exercises.
I don't want to hear any more.
Well, he did not even read the notes. All he did was talk about his sweet little old Aunt Effie who used to make him drink milk and baked him blueberry pies and...
And you turned him into his Aunt Effie?
Well, I only wanted to...
Yeah, Jeannie, you shouldn't have interfered.
You can't.
I will not let him work you so hard.
But you can't.
Right back to...
I didn't know that Kiske had an Aunt Effie. I thought his only relative was the creature from the Black Lagoon.
You're funny. That's funny.
Well, how about the monster that stepped on Cincinnati?
Roger.
All right, men, we're nearing the drop zone. This will be a survival exercise under conditions of maximum hazard. Commander Kiske, would you like to brief your men?
Please, be careful.
With this exercise, we have simulated a drop into enemy territory. The enemy has already spotted this aircraft, and from the moment you land, they will be in pursuit.
Oh, that's exciting!
Under no circumstances will you permit yourselves to be captured. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Ready, sir.
All right, stand up, hook up.
Roger?
But look at color. Strap the outside.
Tony, are your chute straps tight? And for goodness sake, please stand up straight.
Go!
Oh, come on, Abby.
Here we go. Oh, no!
And Effie... He called him Aunt Effie.
Oh, yes, sir. It's a term we use when we jump out of a plane, like Geronimo. Aunt Effie!
Aunt Effie.
Any sign of Kiske?
Yes! They parachuted right in the middle of the enemy camp.
You're kidding,
yeah? And we're on the wrong side of the river.
You mean we're enemy territory?
Yeah! Jane!
Did someone call?
Jeannie! Here! Jeannie, we're in enemy territory. They've got Kiske. Do you have any idea what they're going to do to him? At headquarters, if he arrives in his condition, huh?
Anyway, this whole area is surrounded by enemy patrols.
Yeah. Get us out of here, quick.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you'd never ask.
They're gone.
Well, I had them spotted for a moment, sir, but they seem to have disappeared. Well, I don't know, sir. They were there just a moment ago, but, well, they're gone. You're jumping down off a dump, sir.
We're back on the plane.
Yes, now you can jump on the right side of the river.
No, Jeannie, don't you understand? We've got to rescue Kiski. We've got to get to the other side of the...
Come on, Major Healy.
Hey, wait a minute. You haven't got a parachute.
Yeah. Yes, is it not exciting?
You sure? Okay. All right. Sentry spotted two more parachutes on this side of the river. I'll cover this sector. You blindfold the prisoner. Take him to headquarters.
Untie me. I'll scratch your eyes out.
Oh.
Prisoner got away, sir.
Hop in, we'll catch him.
They've been reported where, General?
Right there.
But that's 30 miles from the drop area. It is impossible.
Don't ask me to explain it, Doctor, but I know that they helped Kiski escape and somehow commandeered an enemy vehicle. Blue Squadron's got him trapped in Box Canyon.
General Powlett. What? But they got to be there.
Are you sure? They got out. Now, how did Kiski do that?
But you said there was no way out, sir.
There was one way. Straight up.
Right,
Jeannie. Oh, you are very welcome, Master.
Wait a minute. What are we going to do with our fearless leader?
Huh? Untie me, you rotten boys. Untie me.
Make him back to normal.
Oh, but Master, he is so mean.
Yeah, well, I know that, but it's his career, Jeannie. Go on, and you blink out of here, too.
Oh, no, Master.
Go on, I'm not kidding.
You never let me have any fun.
Yeah. Jeannie.
Hold on.
You take off his blindfold, and I'll take this off.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we better just take off the blindfold. Wait a
minute. You meat-headed, gold-bricking jet jockeys! I'm gonna break you in a...
Sir, can you walk?
Sure I can walk. What are you?
You got us through that survival mission without a scratch. Help him, Roger. He's weak.
Who's weak? Oh, the survival mission?
Yeah, you were an inspiration to both of us. Don't you remember, sir? Well, of course he doesn't remember. He struck his head on that rock trying to save your life.
I did? On the survival course?
Steady. Take it easy.
I'm perfectly all right. Just leave me alone. Let me down. You and Healy on the survival course?
Before General Powlett gets here.
Okay, but just help me. I don't feel too good.
I'll never know how you did it.
Your act is going to go down in history as one of the most heroic acts ever seen.
And so, gentlemen, because of your miraculous and, in my view, highly suspicious success, headquarters has decided to abandon Commander Kiski's program.
Abandon it, sir?
Well, we're such a success. Why do they want to abandon it?
Because we feel that you'd already been superbly conditioned as astronauts.
Well, then no more punishment.
From now on, it's easy living, huh?
However, headquarters feels that it's vital to maintain your fine conditioning. And to that end, they have assigned a permanent physical instructor.
You soft belly lounge lizards. This is where I remove the fat from your brain. I put that down. Now get moving. What are you standing here for? Hunt to. Marshmallow. You guys move it.
Thank you. Okay.